What is happening, crew? Psych, we're about 5 minutes early, so I'm going to get a little bonus tonight. If you're here early, welcome. Who's here early? Let's scroll through the, let's take a look real quick. Fine Ape and Mr. White on the Gun Channel side. User, Kingpin, Fine Ape, Mr. Buck, that's Grandpa Stanley, Mad Sexy, and Patrick Pew Pew on the YouTube side, so... What's up? There is Music Lover, who I've got to get used to the new name there. It's now Kathleen Music Lover, which is weird. Trauma Jock in the Hizzy. There comes Caleb. They're all starting to come in. So maybe the notifications, maybe they go out. That's weird. I don't know. I'm guessing the notifications go out when you go live as opposed to your actual time that you have it scheduled, I'm guessing. Probably. That seems to be the way it works anyway. What's up, Chevelle? Speaking of notifications, I wanted to talk about that for a minute because that's been an issue. There's been a lot of big channels, and I know you guys have complained about that for a while. I have that with channels I subscribe to, so I feel the pain. There's a few things we may be able to do to remedy that a little bit, and I've put a few things in motion. So we'll talk about that here a little bit later. But yeah, it's Labor Day. Hopefully everybody is doing well. There is Mr. Vandal and Listica. What is up? JJ out there too. What is Kingpin is saying? He gets 30 minutes warning. He means a notice. Yeah, you're supposed to. You're supposed to get 30 minutes. And then I've never done the set reminder, but that's something we're going to talk about maybe here in a minute. I've never done that. So if anybody's done that, maybe I need to try that and see what it does. I know people have used that feature. I just never have used it. Keith Gregory in the house. Georgia Trucker is with us. Not sure if he's on the road or not. Quite possibly because, well, as the name would imply, he is a trucker, right? 1%, Mr. Rich White. What's happening? Still a little quiet over on the Gun Channel side. So, for the sake of replay and all that good kind of stuff, I will say, yes, we are here on the YouTube broadcast and also simulcast on gunchannels.com. Let me drop that link in the chat so it'll be there. I think everybody here so far is aware, but in case you're not, or if you're listening in replay on several different places, be it GunStreamer. I don't go to YouTube very often, but GunStreamer, obviously, it'll be there, and then various podcast platforms, most recently Spotify. I'm not as big as Ghost, apparently. Or I haven't kissed the ring of the right person. So iHeartRadio is not yet a thing for me, but I was able to get things going over on Spotify. Patrick Pew Pew out there, he says he always sets a reminder for the shows he likes. Sweet. So I guess those work for you, Patrick, I'm guessing. Georgia Trucker says he is he's working on an air conditioner. Yeah. Vehicle air conditioner or window unit or central AC unit. What kind of air conditioner are we working on? Because if it's like a window unit, like a house air conditioner, that sucks. It's home working on an air conditioner. Of course, it could be working on the vehicle in his yard, right? Vehicle I'd be okay with. Home AC units are Greek to me. Sean Green coming in. Bieber's out there. What's up? Georgia Trucker. Yeah, must be his home unit, central unit. Says the catch pan keeps filling up every two to three days. I don't know. Maybe a humidity thing or something, you reckon? Something with the... I know that has something to do with like the condenser and the evaporator and the way that it handles all that and builds moisture, right? And Patrick Pew Pew says, yeah, the reminders out there do work most of the time. Looks like G Febs has jumped in over on the Gun Channel side. So what's up, G?
Yeah,
that trauma jock out there says, got to clean your drain. Probably full of algae. Yeah, that certainly could be too. This is not, I'll go ahead and tell you, if you're talking about, working on a home unit or whatever, if it was a car AC unit, maybe, but yeah, home unit. I know it's the same principle, but like I said, it's Greek, man. I've got a guy for that, right? I try to have a guy for everything. I don't use them unless I have to, but it's good to have guys for that. And for the most part, we run. I live in an old house, so we run window units, and typically we hadn't had that big of a problem. I mean, they get used very, very hard being here in Texas, right? And Trauma Jock, he says he's got a home warranty for that. Yeah, no kidding. But yeah, we run window units, and we had problems where we were replacing the big 220 unit pretty often. And since we've rewired our meter loop breaker boxes and got all that straightened out, man, found all kind of rat nests in doing that, right? And since we've got that lined out, we've been running on the same big 220 unit, thank goodness. So I think it was probably starving for amperage and things like that, and that's not good for them at all. But yeah, now we just if they go out, it's been several years, and we typically just replace them. They usually start not running well, and they're cheap enough too, especially if you know, here in Texas, it's weird because here in Texas, we can actually buy them off season and need them, right? Here in Texas, it can be December and we're out buying an AC unit, and they're typically a little cheaper that time of year too. Rob D jumping in out there. Beaverwood Outdoors, he's asking lightweight AR-10 builds. Wrong guy for that, Beaver. I am not. It's interesting you phrase it that way. I'm not an AR-10 guy, and the reason I'm not an AR-10 guy is the weight. Just for what you get, I mean, in the calibers that the AR-10s are in, man, just give me a bolt gun, and I'm good. It's going to be more accurate. It's probably going to be lighter. A lot nicer also for the money. So that's the route I go. So I wouldn't even know where to begin on lightweight. I know that there's been a lot of, you can get the poly stuff. I do know some people that have gotten some of the poly lowers and the stuff like that. And haven't had good luck with those at all. One thing that I would, and if there's anybody out there, of course, that does the AR-10s, haven't seen Dead Horse or anybody like that jump in yet, but if there's anybody out there that does AR-10 stuff, then certainly chime in with it. But with the AR-10s too, at least, a year or so, a couple of years back, maybe something like that, you had to be really careful, especially with like your upper and lower. They just didn't match up, didn't look good, whatever. Now, Kingpin out there said he just started an AR-10 build, but he's not worried about the weight. Yeah, if you ain't worried about the weight, then, let it go. Trauma Jock's talking about his warranty. He says that his warranty doesn't cover dead circuit boards from the lightning strikes. Yeah, that's a problem too sometimes. We haven't had lightning get anything here, knock on wood, thank goodness, in a while. And I say that. No, we hadn't. I was fixing to say, we had to replace, or I had to work on both of our TVs here this year. We're out for, good Lord, 2 months or something. One TV is still out, our TV in the living room. We'll just replace it eventually. Right now, I've got a little 15-inch TV or something in there. One of the little TVs, you know, the little TV, we went from a 52-inch or a 55-inch. I forgot what size it was, right? And it's old. It was an old TV, and that's why I said we'll replace it. It was one of the rear projection TVs. And got, you know, with the grandbabies or whatever, it's like, we got to do something. And you know, like in the barn, I had like one of the little 15, and you probably remember them that had like the DVD player or the, they may not even be 15 inch, but they had the DVD player underneath or the VCR or whatever. Now this one doesn't have that, but it's that size TV, and just set it in there. And so it makes noise and you can kind of see a picture from across the room. So it does okay for right now. Not too terribly worried about it. Got a lot of people out there, looks like, helping try to help Trucker with his AC problem. That's awesome. Very awesome. Gunpowder Beauty, looks like, has jumped in. And so far, I've stayed up to date with the chat pretty good. Double A jumping in the house with us. Fine Ape, there he is. He says, there's the Armalite and DPMS standards in the AR-10 world. Yes, that's what I was. That's what I was getting at. I could not put my finger exactly on, because again, I'm not an AR-10 guy. Could put my finger on what was, but I do know that you got to be careful when you're getting stuff. Some stuff won't work. Some stuff won't look right. That sort of thing. Oh, Beaver out there says he's got five of them. He's looking to do a lightweight. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know how you would shave weight, you know. Obviously, with furniture, things like that, maybe barrel profile, but that's going to be about it. I mean, I know, you know, speaking from like the AR-15 world, which, you know, all things considered, if you're talking about a standard as far as weight goes, you know, a lot of the receivers, they're pretty close to the same. A lot of those made out of the same material, made the same way. I mean, one may mill out or whatever, just a little bit more than another. But, you know, all in all, they're going to weigh about the same. So really that barrel, I know on mine, I've got my favorite AR-15 is my XM177 copy, and it's got a thin profile barrel and all. And it's really light. And I think most of it is because of that barrel, quite honestly. And then, of course, the stock is not quite as big of a stock. And then it's got the A1 upper, and I think the A1 upper actually was a little bit lighter as well. And that Mad Sexy out there says, I need to buy them babies 140-inch flat screen. I would love to have this. That's why we haven't gotten anything for that. Our living room is a pretty big area, and you sit pretty far away from the TV. And, you know, we've talked about we want, you know, 70-inch, something like that, or larger for sure, or even run a projector, right? So we just kind of held off. It's definitely not a necessity. Man, my chat just jumped all over the place. There's Sam coming into the room. What is up, Sam? Slim's out there with us, too. There's G-Webs. G-Webs is saying, oh, he's talking about the AC problem there that... who was it? Trucker is having. Yeah. He says some fridges have a burner to boil off the condensation. So replacing an element is all that's needed sometime. Cool. David Bolin, the Kingpin. He says PSA and Armalite are not exactly compatible. And Vandal out there, yeah, skeletonize everything is what he's saying. Yeah, that's pretty much what you have to do. And there's quite a few companies that do that. I talked to Timber Creek Outdoors. I was supposed to do some T&E for them like years ago. And then I got hooked up with them again at the NRA show. And then they never followed up with me again. And it's just one of those things. But, man, they've got, you know, I don't know if they do anything for AR-10. I know they do a ton for the 15. And, I mean, they may have some stuff. Music Lover says she just has pistols and an old 10/22. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. Absolutely nothing wrong with that. At least you got something, right? Double T, Mr. Travis, jumping in. What is up? Now, Double A says he's working on a video he did yesterday with the new 6.5 Creedmoor. Just wait till you see the 10-round group. Very cool. Very cool indeed. Mr. Zippy jumping in the house with us. And there is Revolver as well. It's up, Revolver. So yeah, now that we're rocking and rolling, let me throw a couple things out there real quick, because I'm kind of caught up with the chat here. And in case you didn't come in early, we did start 5 minutes early. So I'll say again, happy Labor Day to everybody. Hopefully you've enjoyed your day. I've got a couple of racks of ribs. Well, they're not complete racks because we've picked Adam on them and Adam so far, but got a couple of racks of ribs in there that are calling my name. So you know that I really love you guys. If I've got, and they just come off the smoker too, literally 30 minutes ago. So I definitely want to get back to those in my Labor Day eventually here. But yeah, fired it up early. And a couple of things, we were talking about notifications early on, in case you missed that. And so a couple of things I want to throw out there. First of all, we all know about the bail, right? And I mean, if you're watching this, the bail, you know, go to the channel. The sub is there. Beside that's the bail. You make sure. Yeah, most of you probably have that on. I get it. And then I was talking to Patrick Pew Pew, asking him, and he said that setting the notification reminders, if you actually go to the channel, he said that works. So it's another way that'll help. Two other things. I think there's two. Let me go here and look. Actually, two other things. Well, technically three, but it's covered by two other things I've got. For those that are, for those that do Facebook, okay, I don't know if this will work, but obviously I'm going to drop a link. Says it worked there on the YouTube side, but I'll drop a link to the Facebook page. I did something there the other night, and until the end of the year, I set up all of the live shows as events. So if you go there and you click those, and you're on Facebook, then that should give you some kind of a notification, right? So you might try that if you're on Facebook. If not, or if you want to try another method, I've got something else going that I've really got to try to do a little more with, and that's the email list. Okay. And you can get that at the bottom of the page over at clovertac.com. So I'll drop the, clovertac.com link here and go to the bottom. You'll send an email. It'll get you to verify your email. Okay. That way, you know, you're not a spammer or a hacker or that kind of stuff. And then you're signed up. And what I'm going to do is I've actually got a text number, and I'm going to start Slim Cowboy out there. He says, what's Facebook? Yeah, we'll get to that. Something funny with Facebook happened earlier. But anyway, that'll get you on that email list. And I haven't decided what to do with it yet. I'm not spamming stuff out to it or doing anything with it yet. But one thing I have in the works is the people that are on that email list, my patrons over on Patreon already have access to a text number, and my goal is to maybe push notifications through email. I won't be able to do it through text, but that will give you another method besides the chats too. So, text to speech, you know, something like that, or if you want to send pictures or whatever, right? May work a little better. So yeah, get on that email list if you so choose. Don't have to, but just a couple of things working on, playing with, seeing how they work out. Revolver out there says beef or pork ribs. Pork. Baby back ribs. A couple of slabs of baby backs. That's what I've got. Trauma Jock said he got a rack of ribs cheap at HEB yesterday. Cool. I've seen a lot of people doing rib. Seen a lot of Instagrams and stuff like that. Trauma Jock says it's been raining there all day. Yeah, it's been raining off and on here as well. Yeah, with the Facebook thing, those of you that are on Facebook, I don't know if you noticed it earlier, but like Facebook and Instagram, of course, Instagram's owned by Facebook. Those suckers like completely crashed earlier today. They were down for, I don't know, close to an hour, maybe. It was a while they were down. And I don't know, that kind of struck me as funny, as big of a platform as they are. You would think they would have better redundancy or something else going on. So kind of makes you wonder. I don't know if they will eventually put a anything out on what went wrong or not. Probably not. But I found it kind of funny. Kingpin asked, do I live in Tennessee? No, I live in Texas. Grim has joined us. What's happening, Grim? Revolver out there. He's asking Slum Cowboy, does he live in a pineapple under the sea? Only if he is... only if he's absorbent and yellow and porous is he, right? Maybe he wishes nautical nonsense or something along those lines, right? Trauma Doc says he didn't think the wife would let him bring her Instapot to work, so he didn't ask. Ribs done in Instapot are delicious. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I've got to go, man. I got to do ribs on a smoker. I mean, that, don't get me wrong. I mean, you can do a lot of things with ribs, and ribs are good. Don't get me wrong, but heaven is ribs off of a smoker, and there are other ribs other than mine that I enjoy, but I enjoy mine the most. One of the reasons that, you know, I go places and they've got good ribs, but, you know, it's more, I didn't have to spend the time on them, right? But the good thing is with the having that pellet grill, it's pretty awesome because you don't, you know, it just doesn't take up the time of a normal wood smoker. Normal wood smoker, man, you, golly, especially today, I mean, with it raining off and on and other things, it would really jack with the temperature. And if it's windy, it'll jack with the temperature. And there's so many variables, and consistent temperature when you're smoking stuff. That's key. Not real sure what they're talking about out there, but Colonel Jack said something about no Wesson in here. What? I don't know. Don't know what that is. Patrick Pupu, he's got it hard. He says the wife made him clean the gutters in the rain. But luckily, there was a break. Well, that's awesome. Well, I mean, if they needed it, it's probably a good thing, especially depending on where you live. I know down here, it looks like it's going to be raining here well through the weekend, which sucks because I had another Steel Challenge match this weekend. So that makes two in a row now that potentially are going to get held up or messed up by rain, which sucks. But, yeah, we got that tropical storm down there that some of you may be getting. I don't know if there's anybody out there that's close to that, but got that coming up. And then we got some stuff coming in from the west right now, too. And if those things meet, depending on where they meet, that might make for a very wet situation around here, because it could hang around for a couple of days and just do nothing but dump rain. And that's going to happen at some point between here and the East Coast. So if it doesn't happen here, it'll happen in Louisiana or Alabama or Georgia or somewhere. Mike Sykes is joining us out there. What's up, Mike? Trauma Jock says those pellet grills are nice. Expensive, though. It depends on Vandal out there says pork plus fire is good. Yes. Any meat plus fire is good, really. no, I got mine. Mine was a scratch and dent. It's what they called it. And I don't remember what I gave, but it was a couple hundred bucks off. And it was one of those things. We talked about it before we bought it. And I was like, you know, I really love to cook on the thing, and that would make it easier. So if that makes it easier, then I would cook on it more. And I think my wife would agree that we've used the crap out of it. We've definitely cooked on it at this point far more than any other smoker I've ever had, probably combined. Well, if you talk pounds of meat anyway, because this one, what we tend to do is cook a lot at one time, you know, fill that thing completely up just about right with stuff and then cook it. And then you can eat on it for several days or what have you. And then occasionally I'll just get a hankering. Last week I wanted some Earl Campbell, hot links. I like those hot and cheddar Earl Campbell hot links. And, so I grabbed a package of those and threw them on there, right? For, I don't know, I smoked them low for about 4 hours or something like that. And yeah, they were great. Of course, I ate on that. That was five of those, and I didn't eat five at one time. So even then, I ate that over the course of a few days. Vandal asked, do I have an auto feeder in mine? Yes, mine has an auto feeder. It is Wi-Fi. I don't use the Wi-Fi mainly because the internet here sucks. I'll be honest. That's why I really don't use the Wi-Fi as much as I should. But I can literally be, you know, as long as I'm somewhere that has internet, I can control my grill from wherever I'm at. I can turn fans on and off. I can raise and lower the temperature, all kinds of cool stuff. It has alarms where, because sometimes it'll get a fire, right? I've had that happen. I've only had it happen once, but I have had that happen where it got a fire down around the firebox. And the temperature spiked. And, of course, I was doing burgers, I think, at the time, and it ruined them. It completely ruined them. But if you use the Wi-Fi, you can set an alarm. And then if the temperature gets above or drops below a certain temperature, it'll let you know. You can set a timer on it. It's really cool. Like I said, I don't use that as much as I probably should, but it's pretty cool. So I would highly recommend that if you can swing it. I think on this particular one, this is the Green Mountain Grill, and I think it's about $50 more to go with the Wi-Fi option, and it's worth it. Now Kingpin out there says, he used to work in an open pit barbecue joint, cooking ribs on open flame. It's not always easy. Yeah, that's a totally different. That's a totally different game. So, props and respect for that for sure. Nate says, but ain't the meat too wet to keep it lit? You got to dry it out. Dry it out like beef jerky first, right? Patrick Pew talking about his gutters. He said they were stuffed with leaves, overflowing. Should have already done it. Yeah, that's true. So had to go out there, had to get out there and get it done. Should have already done it. So get out there and make mama happy. Get the gutters cleaned out. Guitar man Pete is jumping in. I see Patriot out there too. What's up, guys? Oh, Mad Sexy says, bye, I'm out. So he has a two split. Now, this is pretty interesting by Patriot. He says a blind friend of his just got her license to hunt a monstrous bear using a laser on her rifle. Now, that's pretty cool. Pretty cool. Some cowboy, he's digging on Patrick there. He says he's single and he's gutterless for the win. There you go. Unknown user. All right. What you got out there, user? User's got a question here. He says the LM4 tactical quick clip magnetic holsters. Let me go. I'm not a big fan of the magnetic stuff. I'll go ahead and tell you that. What, the LM4 tactical holster? Is that what you said? Is it LM4 or JM4? Sure it's not JM4? Everything I'm getting says JM4 for some reason. I don't even see a picture. What are you doing to me? What are you doing to me there, user? Ah, those are weird. I don't like those. That's my opinion. Just looking at them real quick, is I don't like them. He says, cool or a gimmick? I wouldn't go as far as saying they were a gimmick, but that reminds me too much of that footprints of a Navy SEAL contraption. And I'm not real not real fond of that thing either. And Trauma Jock says, can you get Zumo sausage up in your neck of the woods? I've never heard of Zumo sausage, but I've never went anywhere and asked for Zumo sausage. Is that a Mexican thing? Because there's a Mexican place here that, a Mexican grocery store that sells, or a Mexican market, whatever you call it. And they sell all sorts of weird meats. Missing some stuff here. Let me scroll down. Trauma Jock says he's interested in trying to refinish one of his guns. Is the Wheeler ceramic coat any good? Yankee just dropped a video on that. And I've heard good things about it. And then now Yankee has said some good things about it. So if you hadn't checked that out, jump over there and definitely check that out. I've been holding off on doing any ceramic. I didn't even know it existed. I'm going to be honest with you. Until fairly recently. The people I know, the gunsmiths, the shop that I work with the most, they Cerakote, but they buy their stuff in bulk or whatever, right? It's not in a spray can. So they use like a, what am I thinking? An airbrush type setup or whatever to spray it on. So I never knew there was anything until shortly. I don't know, first part of the year, maybe something like that. So I have looked into it. My issue, I would love to try some. It's reasonable, and I do have some stuff that I could certainly refinish with it. In fact, I'm looking across at the table at one right now. My problem is we're all on propane here, and it doesn't say anything about using it in a propane stove, and I don't know how my wife would feel, first of all, about jacking with her stove, right, and cooking gun parts in it. But I don't know about a gas. I mean, that's an open flame, and I don't know, you know, you think about it, you see the movies where, you know, somebody thumps a cigarette in the gasoline and it lights up. Well, if you've ever seen anything like that, you can flick a cigarette in gasoline and usually it goes out. because it has to do with number one, fumes, and number two, an open flame. And with a propane stove, I don't know if that's a good mix. And I've been trying to build, figure out how to build me some type of an oven, either with an old security cabinet of some kind, or an old school locker or something like that. Something that's at least, I would say, probably 3 foot tall or something like that. That way I could do barrels, long barrels and stuff if I wanted to. And as soon as I can get that figured out, I mean, I've got a heating element I can put in there and all that. It's just a matter of the cabinet. And I've yet to find a decent enough price on something, right? I don't want to go buy a new security cabinet. Those are $100 plus, unless you find them on sale. Sometimes you can catch them around 80 or so. I don't want to go drop that kind of money on something that I'm going to use as an oven. You know, it just doesn't make much sense. So once I can get that built, I would love to try some of that myself. So I certainly would not discourage somebody from trying it. It looks like it holds up pretty well. And with that, I got way behind. We got off on a major tangent here. Vandal's asking, is that anything like the Neo Mags clips? It is no, it's the holster in it, like it's got like a flap, the one I was looking at, that flaps over and it's magnetic. So whoa, I missed one here. Let me scroll up. Now, Patriot out there, he makes a good point, because I got the Glock 42. He says, I just don't like magnetic stuff because I have a Tupperware gun. That okay, I'll concede that point. So, Vanessa Kitty is in the house. What is happening, Miss Kitty? Yes, I do have a Tupperware gun. Yes, I love it. It's awesome. Everybody should have one. End of story. Vandalistic is this propane and a Texan. What is this, King of the Hill? Man, I'm telling you, you gotta have. Living out in the country, man, you gotta have propane. You lose electricity, you're screwed, man. You know, you can, if you have propane, I mean, you can have generators, but you know, ovens and water heaters and things like that. Good Lord, there's a lot of pull and stuff on those. It's just crazy. so yeah, it's better to have the propane, and then, you know, if the lights go out, particularly if it's cold, I mean, you still got heat, and all that good stuff. So, cause I don't have central heat and air. So not like I got some type of a way to heat the, house, really, other than propane. We do got some of those one of those electronic infrared heaters. Those are pretty cool, by the way. The one we got, I think we got it at Tractor Supply. It's a fairly big one. And it takes a while. It needs a head start. So don't turn it on, you know, once it's below zero at night, you know, give it a little bit of a head start. And, yeah, it typically works pretty good. Now, Finate, talking about an oven, he says, just get a toaster oven from Goodwill. Well, I've got a toaster oven. I'm not allowed to have a toaster oven in the house because I've caught like 3 toaster ovens on fire and nearly burned the house down. So we don't have toaster ovens in our house. I do have one outside that I cook my powder coated bullets in. The problem is I've never seen a toaster oven big enough to do a rifle barrel, and I don't want to get into it. I don't even want to get into it if I'm not able to do rifles as well. I want to be able to do a barreled action in one without a doubt. Trauma Jock says, just get a used electric stove with an oven. I do have a used electric stove. But at this particular juncture, because I bought an in-wall stove. Of course, it's not, again, you get into, even with the stove I've got, it's not big enough to do a barrel. It can't do a barreled action on, say, like a shotgun or something. It just can't do it, right? So, but I do have one, because my thought was I would eventually get that hooked up, and I got it cheap. It was a swanky neighborhood. It was on Craigslist or something years ago. I've had this thing for years. And I thought, man, I could do like thousands of powder coated bullets in that dude at one time. And it was on Craigslist, and it was cheap. Well, I get up there, and it was in a swanky neighborhood, and they had upgraded all their kitchen appliances, and it was an in-wall oven. And I thought, well, that's not that bad. I can build build some kind of a stand or box it in, right? And so I picked it up for pretty cheap, but yeah, I've got no way. I mean, it would cost me, you know, when you're talking about out here in the cave where it needed to go, it would cost me several hundred dollars for the, for the Romex, for the wire to run the electricity out here to run that. And it certainly wouldn't pull off of the breakers I have out here now. It'd be in 220. It just wouldn't do it. So it's been sitting there for years. And then I would also have to trench about 80 feet or something to bury that, which is not going to be fun either. Trucker out there, he's got a good idea. He said just bake it in the smoker. You know, that could make it come out, you know, different color. It could be a new thing. You never know. Could throw it in there and it come out with some kind of tiger stripe, zebra stripe smoke pattern on it or something, right? Some cowboy says everybody needs a Tupperware gun, so you never know when you need a spare throwaway gun to stick in somebody's hand. don't talk too much smack now. You're gonna hurt my feelings about my 42. I love my 42, dude. It's awesome. It's just a fun pistol to shoot. God, it just is. Now, Trauma Jock, he's saying that we're talking about generators. He said he needs to get one of those whole house generators that runs on natural gas. I've got a buddy that's got one of those. I think his runs on propane. I don't think it runs on natural gas. I think it runs on propane. But he told me something like that sucker used like a gallon an hour or something like that. And I'm like, what? It was something crazy. You would say mileage, I guess, if it was a vehicle, but you know what I'm getting at, you know, how many hours it'll run on a certain amount. And it was insane. I thought, wow, that's ridiculous. You know, of course, if you had natural gas, you would have a meter and you would just, of course, pay for what you used. We don't have natural gas, so I don't have that option. So I would have to get this big, huge propane tank, first of all, to make sure that I had enough. And then I would have to keep that full, which wouldn't be that huge of a deal. But propane gets a little pricey around here. I don't know about other places. Yeah, Vanessa Kitty says a multi-fuel generator. And that is true. I think my dad has is a multi-fuel. And I have no clue what Vandalistica just typed. He said, I'll tell you what, that dang there propane better than not What? Power good. Power. I don't know. Okay. He's channeling his inner Hank or something there, I guess. What's King? Kingpin says, I'm sure you talk about it over and over, but are you an entertainer by nature? Or did you just try this just to see what happens? I don't consider myself an entertainer, brother. I really don't. Yeah, I don't. I don't do this to be a rock star or be like a movie star or anything like that. I do this because I love the community and I love the industry. And I'm glad you brought this up, because that's what G-Webs at the tail end of the nerd chat last week, he's kind of mentioned this a little bit. And I said, yeah, let's save that since we're up against the hour. And we'll talk about that next week. So this week, that's kind of what we're going to talk about. We're kind of going to talk about what motivates us and keeps us going. And I was having this conversation with my wife earlier because we have this dead time, right? And you get this lull that goes on. And because you've got, I say you've got, if you're out there, if you're doing content, if you're around in the community, that sort of thing, right? Then we've got basically Tulsa in November, SHOT Show in January, Tulsa again in April, and then NRA in May, right? So from November to May, there's a lot going on. I mean, you can get all kinds of footage and things and stay busy, and, you know, you've got your live shows going, and then you've got all this other footage and ideas, you know, bouncing ideas back and forth and everything else. And then you get into this lull, right, after NRA. That's horrible, because it's like, I don't know what direction to go. I don't know what to do. I don't, you know. Because I like going places and talking with those people. And that's one of the reasons I tried to get industry people in on Friday, is to try to get a little taste of that, right? Going. So we're going to talk about some things like that. But, yeah, I mean, my thought is, if you're watching somebody for entertainment, I guess that's okay. Or in this case, listening to somebody for entertainment, I guess that's okay. And I guess to an extent, you have to be somewhat entertaining for somebody to listen to you, right? But the biggest thing is just being a real person, you know. And if for those out there that, you know, we have met up at Tulsa or wherever, or for those that meet up in the future, I don't talk any differently in real person than I talk now. I may curse a little more, quite honestly. But other than that, pretty much the same person. So if you're entertained now, you will be entertained in person. If you're not entertained in now, then yeah, don't expect much in person. But I think that's what it's about. It's just about being part of the community more than anything. I am not sure what they're even talking about. They're talking about fried turkeys. Oh, Trauma Jock said he almost burned his house down trying to fry turkey. My dad and my brother fry the turkeys. I don't have a turkey fryer. It's really not that much different than a fish fryer. Is it? I mean, is it really? I remember when they come out, that's a big, huge deal. My family freaks out over the whole fried turkey thing. I'm like, basically, you're just throwing it in a fish fryer. Has nobody ever thought of that? So, yeah, we used to have fish fries all the time. Used to. Not much anymore. And I miss it, too, because I really like, I don't know about anybody else out there and their favorite fish, but, you know, go-to fish in Texas a lot of times is catfish, right? It's like, oh, I'm going to go have all-you-can-eat catfish. Man, crappie, dude. Or white perch. I guess they're called different things, depending on where you live, but around here we call them crappie, and man, crappie's some good stuff. Trauma Jock says he got lucky. said his cave already has a 220 from the previous owner. They ran a welder out there. Yeah, sweet. I'm looking at, honestly, it's going to be more economical on me to put a new meter in out here at the cave, right? I can have that done and just have power straight to here and be able to do whatever I want to do whenever I want to do it, rather than run from the existing meter, I think. So it's likely that's what I'm going to do when I get around to it. Double A says, well, if he lived close, he'd get my electrical issues fixed easily. Well, you wouldn't unless you're planning on giving me a bunch of wire, because that's basically my holdup. Fixing is not the problem. I can fix it. I live in the county. I don't require zoning permits and all kinds of other junk, right? So I rewired, put in the new breaker boxes, run new wire to several outlets and all kinds of other stuff here. It's been quite a few years ago now. But like I said, the holdup with doing what I'm talking about is just the cost of the wire to get it out here more than anything. Kind of the same way with the internet, right? I've got fiber optic right down the road, but, you know, they want $12,000 to run the cable here. I'm like, nah, it's okay. I need a little more YouTube ad money, a little more Patreon money. Speaking of YouTube ad money, I apologize. Let me apologize for this. I don't know what's going on. I was told that this is the height of companies playing with their advertising budgets. But some of my live streams, I've seen like literally 13 ads on one the other night. And there was somebody out there, I don't remember if it was Trucker or it may not have been anybody in this chat that said something. And they were a little aggravated by it. And I apologize. I don't know what to tell you. Except for don't believe people that tell you that, well, I've been demonetized and I can't get no ads or whatever, because that's a bunch of crap. But yeah, they're putting them out like crazy, it seems like, here lately, and it is frustrating. And it happens on stuff I watch too, so believe me, I get it. I don't know, maybe it'll settle down eventually, or at least if they paid us more for it, it would be okay. Because I will say that people do gripe about. Well, I'm demonetized, I can't get ads. And then they want to gripe when there's too many ads. And it's like, well, you know, pick one or the other, I guess. But, yeah, when you're getting paid literally pennies and pennies and pennies on a dollar, it's more a hindrance than anything. What is Patriot saying out there? He says, what fun are plastic guns if you can't change the grips? Well, I've got a Hogue grip on mine, and it completely changed the grip profile on my 42. So I've got the Hogue handle on there, and then I've got the Strike Industries Plus 2 extension, and it feels completely different than a stock 42. So don't let anybody tell you can't change the grips on a plastic gun. If you buy a lot of the ones out there, there's different back straps, there's different side panels. There's all kinds of things you can do. So there you go. There's my answer to the whole, you can't do anything. The grips are no fun, because they are. Double A, looks like Double A and Kitty talking about the Generac. Yeah, Generac are pricey generators. Whew. I run a Honda and a Coleman, I think. Or something. The two I got. They're gasoline. Sean Green, yes. He says if you change the jets, you can run propane instead of natural gas. Yes, that is correct. I bought a stove. Bought a stove one time. Put it in. This is before I realized that. I was like, what are these little screw things in the box here? How important can they be? Right? Yeah, plug that sucker in, put the gas to it, turn it on. It's like, holy crap. And the flames were like 6 foot high coming off the burner. So yeah, it was, yeah, they needed to be changed. Definitely. A vandal out there says his inner boom howler. I got you. Kingpin out there. He says, oh, what he was getting at was I was really good at this. Well, thank you for the compliment. I appreciate that. I don't know how good I am. Well, I've been doing lives for well over a year and a half, I think, at this point, Firearm Friday. And I did lives before Firearm Friday ever started. They weren't called. They were just going live, right? So I've been doing that. And then I've had public speaking engagements for some time that I've had to do. And I've been a business owner, you know, for nearly two decades. I was a business owner. So, you know, when that's the case, you have to talk with people, you know, and you have to be fairly articulate. And obviously, if you're trying to sell somebody something or explain to somebody what they need you to sell them or you to sell them. Yeah, that's right. Then, you know, yeah, got to be good at talking and stuff like that. So, a combination of everything. Plus, I'm from Texas, man. Most people here down here in Texas are just good people and like to talk. Double A says it's funny. He doesn't want fame, but if he can make a decent living, is what he's doing. He loves shooting or music. He'd be a happy guy. So far, not much. Just love spreading the word. Yeah. I mean, the beautiful thing, I mean, I could make a living doing this. Easily. I'm not, but I could. And it wouldn't take much because I don't live extravagant. So, was having this conversation, whole different deal, but having this conversation with somebody the other day, we were talking about like sponsors, right? Like, you know, a company send, you know, pay for you to go to SHOT Show or, you know, pay for you to go to Tulsa or maybe even Wanamaker, right? Says, okay, we're going to start paying you guys to be media or whatever it was. And we're going to give you, you know, $1,000 to come to Tulsa. Well, I'm not going to go book the Ritz-Carlton in Tulsa. I'm going to find the cheapest, you know, decent hotel or whatever I can find. And I'm going to be as frugal as possible. Why? Because I would like to, you know, instead of taking that $1,000 they're giving me to go to Tulsa, I'd rather take, you know, use 400 of that and spend 600 on a new gun, right? Or whatever I wanted to spend it on. Yeah. Especially since I was going to Wanamaker, right? So, I could spend 600 at Wanamaker and the trip only cost 400 and that covered my $1,000 budget. And it's pretty much the same way around here. I mean, we drive paid for vehicles. We don't care about nice new houses and nice new cars and all of that. And when you do stuff like that, you can be frugal, thankfully. The whole rat race too, being a business owner for, like I said, for as long as I have. And if you're out there and if you are a business owner, you know what I'm talking about. So much money goes through your hands that you just lose track. I mean, we talked about it before. I don't want to say I had a gambling problem, but cause I really didn't have a gambling problem, but it was pretty bad. I was definitely on the verge. Some people may would have called it that. And I tend to call it that. But it really wasn't that serious. Nothing that I would want to ever garner sympathy for or anything like that. But it got to the point with that and being out of that and letting the business go and moving on. That was a decision that it sort of changed my perception a little bit on money. Cause before, I mean, you know, you own a business. I mean, you could turn around, you could put it, you know, you may get a $5,000 job one day and a $4,000 job the next day. And you're writing a check to this company for $1,000 and that company for $2,000. And, you know, money is, that's what's scary nowadays about the deficit for the government and all of this. And when we talk about, you know, these omnibus bills and how much the government budgets on this and that. And I don't think people realize how much money that is. I've actually put pencil to paper and could easily, comfortably live the rest of my life. I could I could diversify $1 million and easily live comfortably the rest of my life. $1 million. So that's where a lot of people get into the whole, what if you won the lottery? I'm like, well, I'd take $1 million and I'd kind of live the life I'm living now. And then if I won 50 million, well, I'd have 49 million. And we could all have a party and do all kind of cool things then. Cause I don't need it, you know? So I think I've got a little healthier outlook now than when I was a business owner. When it comes to money. And I got way behind in the chat. There is a Tack Daddy out there. Tack Daddy says he called it legalism today. Well, then it goes Labor Day. Catcher release day. I talk funny. Oh, okay. Lord, you're killing me. Tack Daddy is out there. He's just trolling. That's okay, though. I spend all that hard working time and everything else building him a lower third, and then he goes off and gets some free program on the internet and does it anyway. Ridiculous. Patriot out there is asking, can AAO Customs maybe some nice wood grips for that Glock? Yeah, I mean, it's polymer, so you could certainly screw something onto the side of it. It wouldn't look the greatest, but you could do that, I guess. Patrick Pew Pew says, Hogan Talon make it easy to change the grips on poly guns. Yeah, they do. They make some cool stuff. Like I said, I love that Hogue handle. If you got a 42 or 43, highly recommended on that. Go check out the video on the channel. I think it's Pimp My EDC or something like that's the title. But, yeah, go check out that. If you've got a 42 or 43 and you want to see what it looks like. Or I probably got Instagram pics and no telling what up on that. So, yeah, go check it out. Einstein jumps in. Einstein says, working on Labor Day. What a champ. Yeah, just another day, man. Just another day. You know what? I'm curious. We've got Vandalistica in here. I'm curious if Labor Day an Australian thing, or is that? I'm guessing that's just U.S. right? So there, it's just another day for him. Just another day in anti-2A paradise for Vandal out there. Unfortunately. Gizzard Gary jumped in here. I didn't see him come in a second ago. Talking about donuts now and all kind of stuff. It's like, what in the world? You guys go from one thing to the next. Love it. I love it. But, yeah, it's a little crazy. Now, Caleb's agreeing with me. He says crappie is the best. Yes, sir. Vanessa Kitty says, channel cats in Texas. The lakes out there have huge ones. She lived next door to Lake Worth. Yeah, there's, I had a buddy. He was actually a boss. Back late 90s, I was putting in cable internet pretty much all of, or a very large portion anyway, of East and Northeast Texas. I built and worked on the cable internet systems back in the late 90s. And was cable contractor. It was his company. And anyway, he was kind of a high roller. He had a pilot's license. He had a plane and it just all this other stuff. But anyway, he had a buddy. And his buddy was a diver. And when I'm saying a diver, I mean, I'm not talking about just go snorkeling off of Key West. I'm talking about like this dude would go off on like a 60-foot schooner to the Bahamas or the Bermuda Triangle for 3 months or something, and like literally search for sunken treasure. But anyway, he was good, had all sorts of cool gear too. And he did search and rescue. He did a lot of stuff around here. Well, one of the things he did around here is he would do recovery. He like, you know, a lady out fishing, lose a, you know, $5,000 diamond ring over the side of the boat. Well, then, you know, for for a fee, he would go out and try to find it. And one of the lakes here, he said he wouldn't go in anymore. It was like right when I met this dude, he was asking where I was from, but I told him, he's, oh, good Lord. He said, that's near Lake so-and-so. And I was like, yeah. And he said, man, he said, let me tell you a story about that lake. He said he was at the bottom of it. He was looking for something I can't recall now. And he said, you can't see a foot in front of you. He said, the visibility was horrible. He said, even with all the lighting equipment, all the other stuff he's got, metal detectors and other stuff he's got. And he said, it just was horrible. He said, he's going off of sounds on the metal detector, trying to look for it and all that. And he bumps into something. And he said, whatever I bumped into was live and moving. He said, and it was like the size of a car. He said, I come up, he said, gave the lady her money back and never went in that lake again. Jock says there's some huge Opelousa in the East Texas River Wars. Yeah, and that's probably what it was probably an op, several hundred pound or something. Georgia Trucker said, wasn't me, but, oh, he's talking about the ads. He says he's seeing three or four ads in there. So I got behind here, and then I tried to back up, and I got even further behind, and I apologize for that. So we did go early. For those that came in late, that's what you get for getting here a little early, I guess. Now, Sam out there, he says, if I had the cash, I'd buy a ranch, build a gun room, buy a ton of guns and ammo. Well, there you go. Yeah, one of the things I would probably have to do if I won something like the lottery, like $50 million, in all honesty, I would probably have to spend several million, unfortunately. If I didn't buy land in the middle of nowhere, you know, with a big, huge fence around it, then I would have to fortify stuff here. Otherwise, you're going to get people that drive by and beat on your door or try to sell you this or whatever. You would have to sort of, I think, go off the grid. Interesting thing to go look at, by the way, because I got hung up, you know, I don't know if anybody else gets on this, and I know we got to go, but I'm still mapping here a little bit. But I got all tied up watching like, stupidest lottery winners or something. And you know how YouTube is, it'll feed you the next video. And for like 30 or 45 minutes one day, I was watching videos on these idiots that won the lottery. And then like in 2 years, they're living in a travel trailer working at Burger King. It's hilarious. So, you know, go watch that. It puts things into perspective how people can be. So, if I leave you with anything, it's, you know, be mindful of your money, be frugal, regardless of how much money you've got now or how much you get in the future. Don't get all hung up on keeping up with the Joneses and having the newest, latest, greatest thing. It's all cool, but, you know, at the end of the day, it's just stuff. Double A says, been here a long time, but never got the wrench. Guessing I'm not good enough. The way the wrenches work, Double A, is through Patreon. So, the only wrenches I have that are not Patreon were on board before there was Patreon. So now that's all regulated through that because I don't need 80,000 admins, and sometimes they all show up and I do have 80,000 admins, or at least it seems like, but yeah, we made that a perk. So that was a decision we made through Patreon, unfortunately. Caleb says, wrench me up. You're not on that level, Caleb. I don't think you are you? I'll have to go check. Caleb, maybe. I'll have to go check. You might be. Rob Dees has got to be practical with the money. Yep. Absolutely. So with that, what do you say we get out of here on a Labor Day? Like I said, I've got ribs waiting, and I think we need to make a grocery store trip too. So, yeah. Thanks for hanging out on a, there's a dead horse over on Gun Channels. I see you over there, buddy. I was talking about you earlier, but, yeah, thanks for hanging out on a Labor Day. It's been fun. We got an extra, good Lord, 10 or 15 minutes maybe in on this one, which is awesome. And we'll see you the rest of the week. Don't forget the Wednesday show. Obviously, those are cool as can be, as well as the Thursday night show, Friday night show. And I'll grab a couple things. Let me grab a couple things real quick before we run. They're still out there, but I'm going to drop the Facebook page because we were talking about notifications. So I'll drop the Facebook page to say I've got events for the live stream scheduled over there. That might be better for notifications if you're over there on the Zuckerberg platform. And then another thing that I'm working on here through clovertech.com, you can go there, scroll to the bottom, and get on the email list. And a couple things on that email list I think we're going to do is I'll start sending folks the text number. That's not going to help with notifications, but that may help if you want to send pictures or, you know, get your comment in front of me a little better maybe than just in a crazy chat where it might get overlooked. But can also send out potentially email notifications through that as well. So anyway, with that, we're going to get out of here, and we'll catch you guys hopefully tomorrow on one of the shows tomorrow evening. But if not, we'll definitely see you Wednesday. Bye.